Good morning, everybody. I'm Rick. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. And joining us live on the telephone right now is our friend Claire Maloney. Claire Maloney and the Great Adventure are playing live at the Egremont Barn tonight, 7:30 show. Got a pair of tickets to give away a little bit later on. And now let's find out what Claire's been up to. Good morning, Claire.
Hey, Rick, good morning. So great to chat with you today. Thanks for having me on.
Same again. And, well, we've been big fans of the band now for a little while. You guys were here in the studio not that long ago, caressing the airwaves with your magical brand of music. And, well, there's been a lot going on. You played at the Catbird Festival and, well, all over the place since then. And you're coming to the Egremont Barn. Tonight, a 7:30 show. Anything special? The usual Claire Maloney and Great Adventure show? What do we have tonight?
Well, we have been spending the last couple of months working on some new music. So I think we're going to debut some brand new songs tonight for the first time. So that's exciting. And
that is.
We always love playing at the barn. And I know last time we were at the barn, some of our fans were asking about new music, and songs just weren't quite ready yet, but now they're cooking, so I'm excited to share them tonight.
Well, as an artist, do you dread playing the new music, or do you embrace it and can't wait to play the new stuff?
I don't know if I dread it. It definitely makes me a little more nervous, but
well, I guess that should be the real adjective.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really a sense of dread.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know, there's a great benefit in playing stuff out that's not quite ready yet. And I always like to say that if you play in public, it's kind of like practicing in your room 50 times. Because you can level up that much more by putting yourself in a sort of a more precarious situation. You have to level up to, you know what I mean?
Do you ever change arrangements or song structure or chords when you do that? Like you run through it like a couple times live and then, yeah, maybe that wasn't as great as we thought last week. And you switch
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
You do?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And sort of see how things land. Like, actually, for example, we have a new song we were rehearsing this past weekend, and we kind of came up with a new intro for it. And we're on the road this week, and we've got a couple shows lined up, and I think we're going to try to play it different ways every night and see which way feels the best.
Oh, that's cool. So does that mean tempo or with a whole different chord structure?
No, it's not tempo, and it's not, well, it's more like the arrangement.
Oh.
So we came up with a different intro and would do like one intro one night. So the sort of the meat and potatoes of the song, like the chords and the lyrics and the melody, will stay the same, but where things go in terms of like the extended outro or the extended intro, that'll change from night to night.
Cool. So tonight it's intro, chorus, verse, outro, verse, chorus.
Maybe. I mean, it could, anything could happen, really.
Well, that's cool. And now tell the folks about The Great Adventure. How long have you been playing with these cats?
Well, I started the band in the summer of 2021. And this core lineup, there's four of us. We've been together probably since the beginning of 2022. Mm. So when I first started the band, I was just kind of putting it together. And then the folks that we're playing with now we've been doing pretty much every show together for the last 2 years, all of 2022 and all of 2023.
So the chemistry is good. You think this is the final, well, not the final, but is the lineup finalized for now?
I hope so. But yeah, the chemistry is great, and everybody is super talented, and, you know, everybody in the band is a songwriter and a multi-instrumentalist. So part of our live show is we actually pass instruments around and play different instruments. Russ Gottlieb is an incredible banjo player, electric banjo. And when I asked him to first play with us, we needed a bass player. So I asked him to step in on bass, And he's just such a crazy good banjo player that I was like, I can't ask him to play bass forever. So I've actually been playing the bass a lot more over the last couple of years. And during the show, I might play bass on half of the songs, and wow, Russ will then play electric banjo. Cool. And Caleb Esty, who plays the drums, is an incredible singer. He takes on a couple of the tunes, especially like at places like Egremont, where we play for two sets, and we throw some cover songs in the mix. He'll take the lead. And actually, we play a couple of original songs that everybody takes lead on. So Caleb has an original that we've been playing. Russ does. Nate DeBrine, who's our guitar player, he sings lead. He's got an incredible voice, too. Mm. So it's a really well-rounded group, incredibly skilled players. I think we're all pretty excited about the foursome that we have and seeing where it goes.
Well, we're excited to see Claire Maloney in the Great Adventure tonight at the Egremont Barn, 17 Main Street, South Egremont, Massachusetts. Folks can visit theegremontbarn.com. Don't miss out. 7:30 tonight, the Egremont Barn. Now, Claire, I see that there is notes here that says their new EP, Reckoning, is due out in summer of 2024. Is that so?
I hope so. That's what we're planning for, but, you know, sometimes putting out a record is a lot like, working on your house or opening a business like a restaurant. Mm. Like, you have a timeline, and then sometimes it has its own timeline, but we're aiming for summer.
Well, that's good that you gave yourselves a reasonable deadline, and then that pushes you to get the work done. Which is
good. You're right about that.
Which is why I brought that up. So thank you. And that should be good inspiration for other musicians and people out there listening in general. You know, give yourself a deadline and try to meet it.
Yeah. And it's interesting, too, because we don't have a label, and we don't have like a big management
forcing
team,
you to do things you don't want to or anything of that matter. But you're giving
that's
yourself.
That's the benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The benefit is that, you know, people aren't asking us to do stuff that's really not aligned with what we want. But at the same time, that means that we're making those decisions. So it's just kind of me being like, okay, we're going to put an EP out this summer, and then that's it. You know, then we have to stick to that. It's a little easier to skirt the timeline when you make it yourself, but I feel like by putting it in the bio, by telling people like yourself and that it's coming out, then I have to really hold myself accountable.
And one of the best things also is summer lasts until September 20-something. So you still got plenty of time.
Yep. Amen to that. Yeah, I'm hoping that we'll put out a couple of singles first. So it'll kind of hopefully like maybe one a month from June to August is what I'm hoping for. So now that I've said that out loud to you and everybody else, that gives me, I'm making that a little more of a harder deadline. I have to.
More commitments, more deadlines, self-imposed. We love it. Claire Maloney and the Great Adventure tonight, 7:30, and expect the new, it even has a title, which I love. It's called Reckoning, and it's going to be out sometime this summer, according to Claire. Yep. So we're looking forward to that. Now, Claire, what's the best way folks can keep tabs on you, find out when the album's coming out, all that great stuff?
Couple ways. We have a website, which is ClaireMaloney.com, and Claire has no I, C-L-A-R-E. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Claire Maloney Music. And on our website, you can sign up for a mailing list. I usually send them out about once a month, once every 6 weeks, so no spam guaranteed. And, we'll update you on what's going on with the music and usually social media or website is the best place to find us.
Nice. Claire Maloney and the Great Adventure are a band. There is no I in Claire.
Yes, we're a collaborative band.
Well, all the best to you and to the cats in the band. We love Claire Maloney and the Great Adventure here at 98.1 KZE, so don't miss them tonight, 7:30 at the Egremont Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts. Visit their website, theegremontbarn.com and claremaloney.com with no I and WKZE.com. And get all the info you need. Thanks a lot, Claire. We look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thanks so much for having me, Rick. Love you guys, and hope to see you real soon.
All right. Bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE.